I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The All India Christian Council says Hindu extremists have offered a bounty on Christian heads. Dave Stravers is with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. He couldn't directly confirm that report, but he says it's in keeping with what their staff sees. Anti-Christian mobs are threatening another wave of violence on Christmas Day. Mission India is shifting their resources to safer areas of ministry.
Christians cannot gather openly. In this case, it's best to not be provocative. So the literacy classes in some of the children's Bible clubs have been stopped, and some of the church planters have been reassigned to other locations.
Next, International Aid's Myron Aldring says the medical training hospital they built in 2005 with several other partners is improving the medical situation in Ghana. It's a partial response to the brain drain of skilled medical personnel. The Institute is taking advantage of technology to expand their skills training, and they're looking at growth plans that includes a long-distance learning program.
What is trained in Ghana could be sent to Nigeria, could be sent to Benin and all the rest. So long-distance learning is also an innovation that we plan to develop more in the next year or so.
International Aid is working to provide excellent health care while being a light for Christ. And Sat7 is broadcasting Jesus' compassion to hopeless young Iranians. 60% of Iranians are under the age of 25, and many are disillusioned by the lack of jobs and freedoms. Sat7 hopes to encourage young people by showing them that the Man of Sorrows understands their pain. The Christian Music Show is a mix of locally produced music videos set to Western Christian songs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available the book, Praying Your Prodigal Home by Richard Burr, a great book to help you pray for your lost friends or relatives. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.